I'm Leah Lerner. A Carbondale man has been arrested for impersonating a police officer. Carbondale police say 31-year-old Lucas Jones is accused of attempting to steal a car late Monday night from a business on South Illinois Avenue. Jones is also accused of disorderly conduct. Jones was incarcerated in the Jackson County Jail. Anyone with information about this incident is encouraged to contact the Carbondale Police Department or Crime Stoppers at 618-549-COPS. About 70% of black high school grads who enroll at community colleges get placed in developmental courses. Those are classes that cost tuition money and time, but don't count towards a degree. Recently passed education reform in Illinois aims to address that issue. Of those black students, only 8% graduate. Emily Goldman with the Partnership for College Completion helped lawmakers craft the Developmental Education Reform Act. She says community colleges over-rely on placement tests. That leads to overplacing black students in those courses.
45 community colleges will implement the traditional model at some level, despite its ineffectiveness. And when you hear that and then you hear, in effect, like really the rates of completion of college-level coursework, I think it's pretty alarming.
Most students are still placed in the traditional model. Goldman says the most promising alternative is placing students in college-level courses with concurrent supports so their graduation isn't delayed. COVID concerns are prompting the closure of several offices in Union County's courthouse for the rest of the week. Associate Judge Tyler Edmonds announced yesterday the Circuit Clerk's Office and Circuit Court in Jonesboro are closed through Friday. E-filing for court cases will still be allowed as long as it complies with current law. Some portions of the Circuit Court will remain open, including juvenile cases, remote hearings via Zoom, or other software, and emergency orders of protection. All other county offices are open. Anyone with questions can reach the Circuit Clerk's office by emailing circuitclerk@unioncountyil.gov or calling 618-833-5913. The Illinois Department of Public Health is urging everyone to continue following safety precautions as regions of the state move through different levels of COVID-19 mitigations. Much of Southern Illinois opened up quite a bit in recent days, but State Health Public Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike says we all still need to wear a mask and socially distance. She notes that especially important now that the UK variant of the virus has been found in Illinois.
So we have to do this differently than we did in the summer and fall, and we have to keep with our masks, and we still have to limit our gatherings. We're so close. Vaccines are going into arms, not as fast as anyone wants, but if we can stay the course, we will get to the end of this pandemic.
For more information on the different tier mitigations and the rules for those levels, visit the IDPH website. For WSIU, I'm Leah Lerner.